now.
I don't know who he is behind that mask of his, but I do know when we need him. We need him now.
I'll call him, sir.
For some reason, the cool bars in Hollywood have to be hard to find and have to have no sign.
This is the Cocktail Nation.
Hey, it's Coop Cooper back for the Cocktail Nation, broadcasting up high across the globe from the Sydney penthouse with part two of our interview with the former music director of the Dean Martin TV show, Mr. Lee Hale. Such an incredible man to talk to. We spoke for something like 20-odd minutes, so I thought I need to spread this interview over a couple of shows to bring you this incredible, incredible man and his amazing story. Lee Hale, part two coming your way this hour on the Cocktail Nation. Also got some news out of Don Tiki. We've got the World of Swank gig guide with lots of great things to check out across the globe, the parties to go to as far as swank and lounge is concerned. Plus a very, very special magazine, which I just absolutely love, out of the UK, which is coming to a new technology for you. So we're looking forward to bringing this story to you as well. It's all coming up on the Cocktail Nation. Let's kick it off with Sally Street, our very own Sydney-ite, Sally Street, and the song, Gee Baby, Ain't I Good to You, on the Cocktail Nation.
Me treat you the way that I do. Gee, baby, ain't I good to you? There's nothing too good for a boy so sweet and true. Gee, baby, ain't I good to you? Bought you some cashmere for Christmas, diamond ring, big Cadillac car, and everything. Love makes me treat you the way that I do. Gee, baby, ain't I good to you?
Thanks to ultraswank.net.
Cocktail Nation. Thanks to ultraswank.net, Tiki Joe's Ocean from their latest album, Soul of the Sea, and that's Bells of Bombay. Well, on the show this week, part two of our interview with Lee Hale, the former music director of the Dean Martin Show. He was a writer, a composer, a choreographer. And I asked him about the fact that I'd heard that he actually used to fill in for Dean Martin during the rehearsals. This is what he had to say.
That's right. Yeah. Well, the reason I did that was because I was putting together all the music, and it was easier for me to do it than to rehearse somebody, a stand-in, to do it. It was just easier for me to go because I knew exactly what it was. So here I was singing with Frank Sinatra and Ella Fitzgerald and dancing with Ginger Rogers all week long before the show came on Sunday. So it was great fun for me, but somehow the guest stars, I think, were getting a little bored with me during the week because here I wasn't the superstar they were hired to work with. And so when Sunday came around and they finally got to see Dean, it was a whole new ballgame, and everything was fresher. And that's, I think, why it was the key to the show, why it was such a success, because it was so fresh, and it looked like... And we taped it like a live show with just stops for the commercial breaks to reset some scenery or whatever. And we rarely, if ever, did anything over the second time.
There's often a lot of talk about Dean Martin as being a great drinker. When it came to the show, was he always sober, or did he have a little bit in the tank?
Well, his line about that was NBC would not hire a drunk to do this show. And it was true. And I wanted to find out myself because everybody asked me, does he drink, does he drink? Yeah. I said, well, I don't see any signs of it. So one day after he left, I went into his dressing room, which had a full bar, incidentally, but not for him. And I picked up his glass, and it was apple juice, as everybody said it was.
So there you go. He was telling the truth. Did you get to know the man personally?
No, nobody did. Mm. Maybe the producer, but he was there for such a short time, so we never got to know him. He would come to me and say, was I on tune? That was his biggest thing. Was I on tune for that? He almost always was. And there was only a couple times when he said, can I do this over?
Yeah.
And one was when he was singing Old Man River, and he wanted to do it better than Frank Sinatra. He said, I got to show this guy up. Can I do it one more time? That's the only time I remember him asking to do something a second time.
You've obviously been in California and Hollywood for a long time since you moved out there. How have you found the difference between the stars today and the stars back then? Is there much of a difference, in the entourages and in the management and all that sort of thing? Has the business changed much?
As you say, they were very professional back in those days, I feel, compared to today's. I think today's people depend too many on the entourage, too many on their agents and managers. I remember one time Linda Ronstadt was booked on the show, and she came into the rehearsal with me the first time in the rehearsal hall, and she was surrounded by, in front of her, a bunch of her agents and managers, all in suits, and everything, and they wouldn't let me talk to her. And I said, well, yeah, but I have to discuss what she's going to do with Dean. Oh, she's not working with Dean. He's not her style. And of course, I had to call the producer and say, well, she won't talk to me, I can't, and she doesn't want to do anything with Dean. And he said, well, she's off the show. It's just as simple as that. So that was the first, and the producer, Greg Garrison, said, that's the last time any managers or agents are going to come to your studio. From now on, it's just the stars and only them. And that made it much, much easier for me.
The Dean Martin Show ran for many, many years, and it was one of the most popular shows on television. Were you involved with the show, like from where to go?
I was involved from like the fifth show in the first year to its end, and we did 9 years of variety shows, and then I was associate producer of all the roasts for another 9 years.
That's amazing. Do you think something like that would work in television today, or do you think it just sort of worked for the time?
I don't think so. I don't think anybody the audience, there's no audience for it except senior citizens. I don't think there's any audience for it. And I think few people have tried. I don't know who would do it. I can't think of anybody. Maybe Hugh Jackman probably could do it the same way Dean had, only he would want to rehearse a lot.
What's interesting is that it's such a... to me, it seems like such an overexposure of such a big star that you just sort of think that could never happen. You imagine seeing, you know, Robbie Williams on television every single week. It whereas mostly you see the stars sort of, you know, from time to time, they're doing a book launch or, you know, a movie or whatever, and you see them sporadically. To have somebody on the TV that much is pretty amazing.
Dancing with the Stars, it's probably the closest we have today to variety shows of my time. And yet it's not, but it's a lot of singing and dancing. And that's the only... And all those... Not so much American Idol, but...
Were you involved at the celebrity roasts at all?
Yes, I was associate producer of all of them. I edited them all, too.
How on earth did that concept come about? I mean, that is an amazing concept. You think, how does somebody think of this? And more to the point, why did somebody of these guys want to be part of it? You know, I mean, it's putting yourself, you know, in front of the gun, isn't it?
That's true, but it was kind in its way. You know, it was kind and it was not dirty. I mean, it was all clean stuff.
Mm.
And still was, and very funny. And I think anybody who was, the only one I can think of who objected to what was being said was Joan Collins.
Really?
And she said she was really upset with the nasty things they said about her, but that's the whole idea of a roast. And she called me one day, I was quite surprised, after the show was there, and she said, I want to talk to the editor. I said, that was me. And she said, well, it was wonderful. She said, you cut out all the bad stuff. I said, well, that's my job.
Exactly. Well, I would imagine there's a bit of editing involved there. Recently, they tried to revive the celebrity roast, and we had Seth MacFarlane hosting that one with Charlie Sheen. I was pretty disgusted by it, to be quite honest. I thought to myself, it just went... And they did a couple of other celebrities as well. And I just thought it went way too far. And
I agree. We were able to be funny without being dirty.
Yeah.
I don't understand why you can't do that today.
Exactly. I mean, there are enough good comedians out there that you think they could write some clever lines. But this, I felt when I watched it that it was massively cringeworthy. Massively cringeworthy. You're shifting uncomfortably in your chair going, oh boy, somebody's going to punch somebody's lights out soon, surely.
Yeah.
You've had an amazingly long career. Tell us a little bit about your post-Dean Martin and post-roast career, because I know that you've continued working in the industry for a long time and you still do things today.
Yes, I've involved with the Society of Singers and the Professional Dancer Societies. We do shows all year, and I produce them and do edit all the film clips for them all. So I'm busy.
It's a real testament to your love of the entertainment business that you know, at your age, you know, I'm sure you don't have to work, but you choose to because you love doing it. And I when I hear of older performers and producers and radio people who stay in the business, I always think to myself, that's exactly how I'd like to be in my later years, still working, still loving the business, because, you know, show business is a great business. Entertainment's fun to work in.
I don't think I'll ever retire.
Yeah, never.
I had a wonderful year last year because Time Life bought the Dean Martin shows and asked me to put them together. It was a little sad for me in a way because music clearances are so expensive today, I had to cut out maybe two-thirds of all the music that I had put together on the show. But it was very difficult. But, you know, a Cole Porter song when we were doing the Dean Martin show was $50. Mm. Now it's like $5,000 or more.
That's incredible. You've written a book called Backstage at the Dean Martin Show. along with Richard Neely. You've got many, many wonderful stories in there, and I'm sure more stories than we could possibly fit in this interview tonight. But backstage at the Dean Martin Show, the book that you put out not so long ago, certainly a wonderful read, and I encourage many people to check it out because there's some incredible stories there. That must have been a lot of fun putting that book together.
It was, and I just wrote another one, which is really my biography.
Yeah.
And it's available on Amazon Books if you ever want to get one.
And what's that called?
It's called The Lee Hale Story.
Lovely. It's out on Amazon right now.
And it's really the story of my life, which I did because my family kept saying, "You got to write that down. You got to write that down." So I wrote it all down, and that's it. And then a publisher friend of mine asked to read it, and he thought it was pretty good, so he decided to publish it, and there it is.
Well, there you go. Now I know exactly what I need to order next on Amazon. Lee, it's been wonderful talking to you. Thanks so much for taking the time out to talk to us on the show tonight. I know all my listeners are certainly going to be getting a massive kick out of this interview. So thank you so much for your time. It's wonderful to have you on the show.
Well, thank you. They were wonderful times for me, all those shows. So I would say that I have done what I've always wanted to do in my life, which is something not everybody can say.
Indeed. Lee, good to talk to you.
You too. Thanks for calling.
What an amazing man. He's an amazing man, the star of the Dean Martin TV show, Dean Martin, and Let Me Love Tonight on the Coctonation.
Let me love you tonight. Let me tell you how much I adore all your charm. Though you leave me tomorrow, for this night we'll borrow a love song. Let me love you tonight. Let me thrill to the touch of your sheltering arm. Feel the scent of the roses, caresses and closes your eyes. Let me kiss you tonight while the stars in the sky give a heavenly light. So when love is an ember, my heart will remember your sign. Live a lifetime of love in a moment, holding me tight. Then forget me, darling, only let me love you tonight. Let me love you tonight. Let me love you tonight.
Hey, how's it going? This is Ricky Derrick.
Aloha. This is Andy Nazel of Tiki Joe's Ocean from Waikiki Beach. This is Philip Roberts, the author of Waikiki Tiki, Art, History, and Photographs.
Hi, this is Tommy Tremolo from Spy 5.
Hey, everybody, this is Marty Lush, and when I'm drinking, which is often, I'm listening to Cocktail Nation.
Thank you.
The Cocktail Nation with the Martini Kings, that is out of their brand new album called Bossa Nova Go and Out of Nowhere. It's all thanks to ultraswank.net. Some news out of the Don Tiki camp, and I was very concerned upon hearing the death of Doma de Wild as to what would actually happen to Don Tiki, whether or not they would be continuing on and what this would mean for this incredible troupe. Of course, a little while ago, we spoke to Fluid Floyd about their show, which is coming up as part of the Disney Spectacular. Well, word through that the show must go on. And I'm told that they're going to be doing a special tribute to the memory of Delma de Wild. So it was nice to receive an email from the guys saying that it's all going to be happening. They're going to be playing songs from all their four releases, The Forbidden Sounds of Don Tiki, Skinny Dip with Don Tiki Adulterated, the remix project, and their latest release, South of the Boudoir, which won the Hawaii Music Awards Adult Contemporary Album of the Year. So good to see, very pleased to see that Don Tiki continuing with their December 20th show. Don Tiki lights up the holidays, and the tickets are on sale right now. If you head over to dontiki.com, you can find out exactly where you can grab your tickets and how much they're going to cost and whatnot, so do check it out. Here is Don Tiki on the Cocktail Nation.
Discovered the telephone. He found two missed calls from Coop Cooper, the Cocktail Nation.
Thank you. If I didn't have you to keep me dreaming at the close of the day, when I'm without you and my heart kneels to pray. Sale tan corazón que está desierto. Con tus palabras te diré todas mis cosas, cosas de corazón.
Lounge Lothario in the dictionary, and you'll find a picture of Coop smiling.
Thank you.
The Cocktail Nation, Coop Cooper, thanks to ultraswank.net. Arthur Lyman Group there with Caravan. Some news this week out of the Chap magazine, which comes out of the UK. And I just love this magazine, which is all about the British dandy, the lounge version of England, of the UK. The Chap has, as they say in their email, finally caved into international subscriber pressure to produce a digital edition. So this is coming out on iTunes via the App Store, which is just fantastic. Nobody has done anything like this before, so hats off to Gustav Temple and the crew over at The Chap. I know there's a few retro magazines around, and I've always thought to myself, wouldn't it be fantastic if it was coming out on something that I could read on my iPad as an e-magazine. So I'm looking forward to reading many of the great articles and magazine which is going to be coming out of the UK office of The Chap. So check it out online, thechapmagazine.co.uk, and you should be able to subscribe to that magazine. Come straight through to your iPad, which is pretty good if you're like me and you spend a lot of time with your iPad. This is certainly a winner. Here's Blossom Dearie and My Attorney Bernie on the Cocktail Nation.
Tells me what to do. Bernie lays it on the line. says we sue, we sue. Bernie says we sign.
Maxwell Smart, Agent 86.
86, report to headquarters immediately.
Just a minute, who is this?
This is the chief. Who else will be calling you on your shoe?
Cocktail Nation. Coop Cooper doesn't move. The Earth rotates to where he wants to go.
Super. quiero amar.
Cocktail Nation with Pink Martini and Temperito. I've got to say hi to a stack of new listeners. As I keep on telling everybody, the Cocktail Nation just keeps on growing and growing as far as listeners is concerned across the globe and downloads of the show each and every week. So I must say hi to Garth Smith, Buzz, Dead Wax, Benny Kings, Von Tiki Ventura, Michelle Dean, Bernard Stramek, Vince Guyot, Linda Lee Strong, Justin Walters, Maury Kunin, Elliot Nesterman, Gina McNew, and Wim Thielmans, who I know have just started listening to the Cocktail Nation, have sent me messages over the last few weeks. So great to have you on board. Now, speaking of the Cocktail Nation website, www.cocktailnation.net, where we're getting a lot of new hits, which is just fantastic. One of the things I've decided to do just recently is promote some of the archive shows. We have something like, what are we up to now? 242 this week. So there are a lot of episodes of the Cocktail Nation. So we've got an archive page, special archive tab of the website that you can check out the old shows. And each week through our social media, I'm going to be putting up a couple of the old shows for you to check out. We've got some great stuff there. Interviews with Steve Greaves from the SG Sound, Doodle Light from the Tiki Mentory documentary, which came out a little while ago, Waitiki 7. Stack of great interviews that you do need to check out. We'll promote them through the social media channels. And, of course, if you head over to the website, cocktailnation.net, over in the archive tab, you're going to find everything you need. Of course, you will find the World of Swank gig guide. It's all thanks to our good friends over at tikidelights.com. Lots of great events across the globe, great parties to check out. If you'd like to perhaps send me your event that you've got on, all you need to do is shoot me an email, thecocktailnation@gmail.com, and we'll get it up ASAP. One for those in Sydney, the wonderful Lost World events. I've been to one of them. This is over in the mountains, which surround Sydney. A little place called Katoomba at the Avalon Hotel. Saturday, the 27th of October, and it's going to be a bit of a Halloween special this time. November 2nd and 3rd, the Boston World Best Music Act. Mr. Ho's Orchestronica going to be playing November the 2nd, Somerville, Massachusetts, at the Presbyterian Church, Clarendon Hill. And November the 3rd, for those in New York City, this is over at Barb's, 376 9th Street. Got the Taboo Review coming up, Sunday, November the 11th, with some of Hawaii's best burlesque acts. Halloween on October the 26th, over at the Molokai Bar. Cherry Pop and Daddy's swinging into Sydney, 2nd of November at the Factory Theatre, and the 5th of November for Melbourneites at the Corner Hotel. Tiki Cowboys, the 3rd Thursday throwdown at Tiki Terrace in Illinois. Otto's Grotto, 1st Wednesday of the month, 8 p.m. till midnight. Forbidden Island, 1304 Lincoln Avenue, Alameda. And Primitiva in Hi-Fi for the New York Cats every Tuesday night, PKNY. 46 Essex Street in New York City. Like I said, if there's an event that you'd like to tell me about, email thecocktailnation@gmail.com. Let's get back into the music right now. Billy May and The Late Late Show on The Cocktail Nation.
Coop Cooper. We know he's a former spy because the CIA denies knowledge of him. That's gotta be right, I guess.
Thank you.
The Cocktail Nation with the Tikiaki Orchestra and Hawaii Nocturne. Next week on the show, we're going to be catching up with the man behind the TikiDelights.com website. We're going to talk about what he's got on offer there, a little bit of his background, so look forward to that. Meantime, I'm going to leave you with Jonah Jones and Lilette. Stay hip.
Come back, oh please come back to me. Shooby-doop, shooby-doo-doo, I can't forget that lucky night we met and the way our lips met oh so tenderly. Baby, your eyes are like the bluest skies in spring to me. Your kiss must be an angel's kiss, 'cause heaven is what it brings to me. Lilith, Lilith, I'm gonna get you, yes. Won't you please come back? Oh, please come back to me.